Our gospel reading this evening comes from Luke the Evangelist. It's chapter 22, verses 14 through 30. When the hour came, he took his place at the table, and the apostles with him. He said to them, "I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God." Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he said, "Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I tell you that from now on I will not drink the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." Then he took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And he did the same with the cup after supper, saying, "This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood. But see, the one who betrays me is with me, and his hand is on the table. For the Son of Man is going as it has been determined, but woe to that one by whom he is betrayed." Then they began to ask one another which one of them it could be who would do this. A dispute also arose among them as to which one of them was to be regarded as the greatest. But he said to them, "The king of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those in authority over them are called benefactors. But not so with you. Rather, the greatest among you must become like the youngest, and the leader like one who serves. For who is greater, the one who is at the table or the one who serves? Is it not the one at the table? But I am among you as one who serves. You are those who have stood by me in my trials, and I confer on you, just as my Father has conferred on me, a kingdom, so that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and you will sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel." The Gospel of our Lord. Put this over here. So it was a couple years ago, when I was living in Kansas City, that my pastor at the time said a word at a Maundy Thursday service that I had never heard before. And I thought I did pretty well in Hebrew, so I was surprised that I didn't know the word. The word that he said was Dayenu, which means it would have been enough. And that word has stuck with me over the years. In fact, this word Dayenu, the Jewish people, they would use it as a song. And it wasn't a short song. It was like 15 verses. That's like some Charles Wesley stuff right there. Where they would go through and sing, "It would have been enough. It would have been enough had you freed us from Pharaoh. It would have been enough. It would have been enough if you not only freed us from Pharaoh, but that you also helped us cross the Red Sea. It would have been enough had you done nothing more. It would have been enough had you freed us from Pharaoh and taken us across the Red Sea and led us into the desert. It would have been enough." And they continue on like that, celebrating the Passover and remembering that it would have been enough. And so I tend to think about that phrase every Maundy Thursday, that it would have been enough. When I look throughout the biblical story and the story of my life, I feel like that's an accurate saying. It would have been enough. Had God only created us, it would have been enough. Had God only created us and then walked with us and journeyed with us throughout the garden, it would have been enough. Had God created us and then walked with us and then led us and guided us throughout the early days, it would have been enough. Had God only created us and walked with us and guided us and spoke to us through his prophets, it would have been enough. Had God created us, walked with us, guided us, spoke to us, and then became like us, it would have been enough. honestly, normally that's when I can be like, yeah, that really would have been enough. The fact that God became like us, as St. Athanasius says, so that we might become like him, that definitely would have been enough. But it continues on. Not only did he become like us, it would have been enough had he become like us, but then he taught us the ways of God. That would have been enough. He invited us deeper into grace and deeper into the ways of God. That would have been enough. The fact that he was killed rather than fight. The fact that he died to show his love for you and for me and for those who shouted, "Crucify him," just a few days ago. That would have been enough. To take on death and to challenge it and to ultimately defeat it, that would have been enough. To be raised to life for us to rejoice in life everlasting, that would have been enough. To invite us into this new and redeemed life where we are made new and that we are restored, that would have been enough. Had Jesus stopped at inviting us to live and reign with him and his saints forever and ever, again, that definitely seems like it would have been enough. But God continues on. Where we say that would have been enough, God says, but wait, there's more. You see, when we say it would have been enough, I think in my mind, I often stop, especially at that point, for Christ to invite me in to live with him forever and ever and ever. Amen. I often think that would have been enough. But he continues to invite more. As I think about this idea of Dianu, and it would have been enough, I think of Walter Brueggemann, who's an Old Testament scholar, who often talks about, at least in our country, I don't know about the rest of the world, but definitely in our country, we have this idea of scarcity, as if there's not enough, that we always have to fight for what's ours and we have to work harder and do more and get more and get a bigger house and a better car and fill up that bigger house with more stuff because we're afraid for some reason it's going to run out. That there's this myth of scarcity to which God says, no, I'm a God of abundance. And even when you think, okay, that's enough, there's still more. Because it doesn't just end with God inviting us to live in the new kingdom when the new Jerusalem comes down and heaven and earth are one and the resurrection occur. It's not just enough for us to just live then. Because he invites us into more and he says, it's not just for you, but it's for the world. Go out and spread this. And I think maybe that's when God finally says, that would have been enough. Once the whole world is redeemed and brought back to him. And that's the whole reason why we're celebrating tonight, is in the hope that the whole world would be brought back to Jesus Christ. We celebrate the breaking of the bread and the drinking of the cup that symbolizes the deep, deep love of Christ. Because that is enough. I think of the world we live in and all the brokenness there is. There's plenty of brokenness around the world. But Jesus is enough. That's where the Dianu ends. Is when it finally gets to it is enough. With Jesus, it is enough. But that enough is an enough of abundance. I don't know if that phrase makes sense, but hopefully you get what I'm saying. That we're continually drawn into more and more with Christ because Christ is all we need. The grace of Christ that we find. And so, I'll be honest, I kind of made a mistake on the bulletin tonight. This part was supposed to be on the other side. But it was a happy mistake, as Bob Ross would say. Because on this side, I invite you to take this and keep this bulletin as you go. And if you didn't grab one, there's plenty more out there. But during this Holy Week, during these days of Good Fridays and Holy Saturday, in the resurrection that we'll see on Sunday, I invite you to take time to write down those things in your life that, had God stopped there, it would have been enough. And look at the ways that God has been abundantly blessing you. As an example, my people already know this, so you guys can tune out if you want. But in my own life, when I think of it would have been enough, I think of to the early days of my life when I was 99% unintelligible. Had God just walked with me those 15 years of speech therapy to get me to the point where I am now, it would have been enough. But God continued. Had God just taken me out of my depression the first time, that would have been enough. Had God continually taken me out of my depression multiple times, it would have been enough. Had God helped me be one of the only people in my family to graduate college, that would have been enough. And it continues on, where I could fill this page thinking of all the ways that I could say, God, that would have been enough. You wouldn't have to do anything more, and I would still be extremely blessed in this life. So I invite you over the next few days, as we reflect on the life and death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, to think of those areas where you can say, that would have been enough, God. But to think about the ways that God has continually shown off, and that God has continually poured His grace out upon you. The ways that Jesus has continually invited us deeper and deeper in. Because maybe I'm wrong, but I think often we don't take enough time to think about really where God has been working in our lives. To take a step back and to look back to see, okay, where was the grace of God really moving? Because this night is all about the grace of God. We partake and we receive the grace of God through the Eucharist. And it's a reminder that had God just given us bread and cup, it would have been enough. But God is continually calling us into deeper and deeper faith and grace.